Matura Exam 8, Extended. Exercise 1, page 130. Speaker 1.
I remember my dad telling me about a weatherman on a radio station who made a really big mistake with the forecast. The weatherman was being interviewed at the time, and a listener called in to ask if there was a hurricane on the way. Apparently, her son had warned her about it, but the weatherman stated that there was absolutely nothing to worry about. So, the city citizens went to sleep believing everything would be fine. What they didn't know was that the woman's son was a qualified meteorologist. That night, the worst storm seen in a century hit the city. It was a really embarrassing mistake that the weatherman has never been allowed to forget.
Speaker 2.
A few years ago, I was watching the news when a report about severe flooding came on. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Streets had become rivers, and people that had been trapped in buildings were being airlifted to safety in rescue helicopters. I remember feeling very glad that I didn't live there. So you can imagine my surprise when I saw a landmark that I recognised and realised that it was all happening in my city. Thankfully, the neighbourhood I lived in was largely unaffected. We just had some heavy rain. But closer to the city centre, it was another story. Half of it was underwater.
Speaker 3.
Last winter, I went with my family on a skiing trip to the Highlands of Scotland. At the time, I was aware that Scotland got colder than the rest of the UK. But nothing could have prepared me for the conditions I experienced there. The temperature actually dropped to minus 29 degrees Celsius. It was so cold that the battery in our car froze and we couldn't get home. My dad had to call a garage to come and tow our car, with us inside it, to the nearest town. I don't think I have ever been so cold before or since. As you can imagine, we didn't even get much skiing done. I was so glad when we finally got home.
Speaker 4.
My brother used to live in Paris, France. One spring, while he was there, they suffered really strong winds. The gales were so strong that some of the trains on the public transport network couldn't travel because it was too dangerous. My brother had to stay indoors for days on end. By the time the weather had improved, he had run out of fresh food and was surviving on tinned beans. But that was better than stepping outside. Apparently, there were trees falling down on every street.